Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington County Public Health Nurse Lynn Fisher about how to protect yourself from bug bites this summer. This is part one of a two-part interview. Summer's here, and with these warm temperatures, we get bugs, ticks, mosquitoes, and bees. It's just part of the Iowa summer. Now, with bees, what are some things that people should be aware of and watch out for?
Right. Well, bees are more abundant in warmer months, so this is a great topic to be bringing up about bees. Bees are attracted to perfumed shampoos, body lotions, perfume, colognes. So if you're going to be outdoors or working outdoors, you should try to avoid that. Also, they're attracted to bananas and banana-scented things. So that would be something else to protect yourself from, to protect yourself from bees. I also learned some recently learned some interesting things about bee habits. Bees are really thrive in places where there's discarded food. And I, of course, have seen that, you know, when you're out at an event and there are the barrels with the discarded food and bees around. So they really thrive around that discarded food. And I also learned that bees, if you are attacked by a large number of bees, you really should run. One or two bees, you should try to stay calm. Don't be swatting at it. And chances are it will fly away. But if there's a swarm of bees that are coming around you, I learned that a person should run. Run to try to get indoors or into your car. And don't run to water. There are certain types of bees that will swarm above the water and wait for their so-called victim to come out, emerge from the water for air, and then they will sting you. So you really should try to avoid running to water and try to submerge yourself in water, which I thought was very interesting.
And if you do get stung by that, you know, one pesky bee that's at the picnic, what should you do?
Mm-hmm. Wash it off with soap and water, and then try to get the stinger out. And interestingly enough, the CDC recommends not using a tweezers to try to get it out. You should try to sort of like cause an abrasion around. The procedure they describe uses gauze or trying to get it abraded almost away from your skin. And then ice, trying to get ice on it to decrease swelling and redness. And of course, bees stings are very serious for people who are allergic to bees. If you're with someone and you aren't sure whether they're allergic, of course, they'll usually tell you if they're allergic to bees, but it's good to stay with that person to make sure that they don't develop an allergic reaction.
And many of those people have medication on hand.
Yes, that's right. And they are acutely aware of where a bee is, the presence of a bee, and avoiding bees.
And also, we have mosquitoes this time of year coming out.
Yes.
What should people do to avoid mosquitoes?
Right. Insect repellent is the biggest thing. The mosquitoes that live in our area in Iowa tend to bite at night, dusk and evening night hours. So trying to protect yourself if you'll be at a bonfire or out at an event in the evening hours, trying to wear a long-sleeved outfit or pants or socks, and also insect repellent, very important.
And if you do get bit by a mosquito, what should you do?
Similar to a bee, wash that area off. And then we are concerned, of course, with West Nile virus. That's a possibility. Most people, that if they even get West Nile virus, it's very mild illness. They have very mild symptoms, almost no symptoms sometimes. But about 20% of people will develop a headache and can get West Nile virus, headache and fever. Rare people can get encephalitis, but we did have someone in Iowa die from West Nile virus encephalitis last summer. So it is possible.
And it is here in Iowa.
Right, right.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Public Health Nurse Lynn Fisher talking about how to protect yourself from bug bites this summer. This is part one of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.